The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
The world's gotten pretty tense and anxiety-ridden in recent years, and it isn't going to let up anytime soon. This affects all of us, even in our personal lives. In this episode, we share the things that have helped us get a better sleep. A good sleep helps us cope, helps us be as strong and as supple as we can be for ourselves and each other during these difficult times. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome.
Welcome. We have just had coffee and pumpkin pie.
It's very fall here. The trees are so beautiful where we are, and we just spent the day doing some errands. One of the places that we had on our list was good old Trader Joe's.
And we were going to get a bunch of their pumpkin products.
Everything. Yes.
Yeah, maple leaf cookies, all kinds of pumpkin flavored
Pop-Tarts.
Pumpkin-flavored things for friends who still live in Hawaii who like the Trader Joe's pumpkin stuff. And I thought we were early because it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
No.
But no pumpkin things to be found.
We were late.
Except for pumpkin pie. Which we got for ourselves.
By that point, we're like, we need a pumpkin something. Mm-hmm. We're leaving with a pumpkin something. So we brought home a pumpkin pie. So all that to say, and
public service announcement.
Are we late to the party? I don't know.
We're so behind the times.
But they say that the Trader Joe's pumpkin items are normally there through October, like mid-October.
We're so late.
I don't know when they start.
But the cashier acknowledged that
it didn't always
used to be that way.
Okay. All right.
So see, we just went into the COVID cave.
Yeah. And came out, and we thought things were the same.
No, they're not the same. Just like this whole Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And it's like,
yeah,
everybody's trying to be, you know, start Christmas earlier and earlier. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Bah, humbug.
Well, we are putting up our tree tomorrow. but not the full holiday thing. We're just putting up the Christmas tree and putting up the lights and just enjoying the lights. We will go full on Christmas when December hits. So I think that's fine.
Full on Christmas meaning putting the ornaments onto the tree.
Right. The
real and other Christmassy decorations.
Yes.
And yes, in case you're wondering, yes, we did buy a fake tree.
We did.
Last year was our first year with it. Also horrible and awful.
It seems criminal in one way, and it seems fantastic in another.
Yeah.
So that's all we'll say there.
That's kind of like a very Zen way of life. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, there's nobody who's innocent. Either, any way you turn, there's pros and cons.
We're all guilty of something.
That's right.
But today was pretty therapeutic, I would say, mainly due to the fact that on the drive to Trader Joe's, just the fall colors. And as soon as we were taking in all these beautiful yellows, it was primarily yellow, mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah.
Yellow with hints of beautiful tangerine oranges and not real oranges.
Scarlet. Like
orange colors. And then scarlet colors, maroons, rusts. All types of burnished colors like that. And it was just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing. And it's like color therapy.
It is.
Taking all of that in.
Nature is the best, man. When you are not feeling well, and you mm-hmm. know, like we have had times, even very recent times, where neither Sienna nor I are feeling very well. It's not that we're like sick with a temperature and flu or anything. Not like that. It's just that not feeling right.
Yeah.
Feeling wrong. Something's wrong. And that's why I keep telling Sienna, we need nature.
We have to get outside.
Nature medicine. Yeah. Nature
therapy. Especially where we are. It's ridiculous to not. Mm-hmm. We can step in our yard and we have at least two trees in the fall colors. Mm-hmm. And it's just so
the street.
Beautiful. My goodness.
Yep.
I wish we could show all of you. Anyways, it was also therapeutic because when we got to Trader Joe's, we saw a good old-fashioned lesbian couple. And it's just nice to just see other people like yourself.
To not be the only lesbos in the bunch.
Right. Yes. Yes. The only thing I would say is that what was a bit startling to both Toast and myself is that one of the people of the couple, she was wearing Dove shorts.
Who knows what Dove shorts are?
Anyone?
Any other old school
or
people?
Or if you don't know it as Dove shorts, you might know it as Dolphin shorts.
See, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you don't know what it is, everyone knows who Richard Simmons is. Maybe
of a certain
everyone
age.
Knows him. He was an exercise guru on TV with his aerobics. He was very enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic in a gay way.
And he wore the Dove shorts in white and red stripes. Now, these shorts really should never have happened. Never.
Like many fashion things
many
that happened
in the
80s.
In the 80s, right? At least we were creative. We were
there was
a creative
an exuberance
group.
And a vibrancy to the culture at that time that was just so in your face.
But the
sometimes I can't believe like we live that.
Yeah.
I can't sometimes I'm like, wow. And that was just normal.
Yeah.
Yep.
We really need to do a poll on our Instagram.
What,
if people
what would the
who knows Dove shorts.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, one of them was wearing Dove shorts. And it was appalling for many reasons. One, being that it's so cold here. But maybe
they
were just
kind of
Hawaiian
showing
people.
Off that, how hot-blooded they were. Maybe that's what it was.
Right? And then just the fashion. These shorts. I don't know. It made me fear.
We sound so judgmental.
We do.
But it was just distracting.
It was like, oh, what? And it made me think. You know how fashion comes back around.
Mm-hmm.
And 80s clothing and now 90s clothing mm-hmm. is coming back around.
Yes, there are nods
to make an appearance.
To it.
Yes. But not those shorts. You know, I'm thinking. Like,
there are worse things, though. Shoulder pads. Anyway.
Well, the Dynasty shoulder pads. Yes, that's very true. Not the Dynasty. Shoulder pads.
Okay, let's.
People probably don't even know what the Dynasty.
Let's move on. Let's move on to the main topic. Okay, so after this, we're going to talk about sleep. Sleep. I am very happy to see sleep on the list of so many things, so many articles that say here are the things to make sure you know that. You do that. You dial in for your health,
mm-hmm.
especially now with flu season and cold season. And,
oh yeah,
you know as you're getting older, or all kinds of those types of health articles, right?
Yeah,
and sleep is always on there, and I'm so grateful for that list, that item on the list because I know I feel pretty good that we have been able to make sleep a pretty good priority.
Yeah.
For us.
I mean, it took a while.
And that is one of the benefits, I think, of not having children.
Yeah.
I say that all the time to Sienna. It's like, oh my God, yeah. Because if you have kids, you ain't never going to get good sleep.
Yeah.
Once you have the kids.
And ages, many, 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 many moons ago, Toast and I had thought we should have kids. And so
Looked
we have a
it.
Ton of godchildren. Mm-hmm. We have babysat many times. We get that feeling of just, oh my gosh, how do parents do it? Mm-hmm. How do parents do it? Mm-hmm. I used to nanny triplets.
And it is a tire. It's just, you're tired to the bone. Mm-hmm. You just give everything. And so anyways, which probably helps you sleep. I would imagine.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So anyways, whether you, this is the whole thing about sleep. If you have a hard time falling asleep, that can happen whether you are gay or not. So this is across the whole thing.
It's not gay sleep.
It's not,
it's
gay,
not a
sleep.
Gay no. Sleep episode. It's just about
but
sleep.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I've been having such a hard time at work lately. And we're going through a restructure. There's just so many things. There's so many layers. I've been worried about so much and so many people and all the things. And when it's time to go to sleep, you know, get in bed, nice cozy bed, everything, lay down. Here's all the thoughts. It's quiet, but in my mind, it's like, here's all the thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard sometimes to go to sleep. So recently, I've had to revisit some tricks and kind of like, okay, we need to, this isn't working.
I need help here.
I need help. So the other week, I told Toast, I said, hey, can you put on some guided sleep meditation that we can fall asleep to? And you found such a great one.
Well, I was like, well, yes, I can. Because the meditation app that I use when I do use an app is Waking Up. I love that app for meditation. And it does have...
With Sam Harris.
Yeah, it's an app by Sam Harris. I don't agree with everything that he pushes for and all of that, even in the app. But there are a few... handfuls of sleep meditations meant on the app. And I never used them before. But then when Sienna was like, oh, can you put something on? I was like, yep, I know about, you know, here it is. So I just put it on. And thankfully, that was helpful.
It was so good. I felt like, oh, I mean, it does have to be something you resonate with and something you can follow. So a lot of times, the vocal tone of whoever is doing the meditation is important. Maybe even the type of meditation, because sometimes they do a lot of body awareness, which can be helpful. Other time they're just taking you on a journey, and you're following in your mind some story.
Yeah, because we've tried in the past. We've tried other like sleep stories and things like that, and we didn't really vibe with those.
I'd be open to trying it again, but I really love this sleep person. Who do you remember the person so we can tell them?
Jayasara or something like that.
Okay.
It's some kind of the person who is leading that particular meditation recording is a, I don't know what the official term is, a monk or a nun or something in some kind of like a Buddhist type of monastery or something.
Okay. Yeah.
So I feel that type of a name.
Really peaceful.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I thought she was very peaceful and it was so helpful. Another tip that I've been trying is just putting my worries in a box. So basically it's that. So if you find yourself worrying about something and if you enjoy visualizing, or if that's just something that maybe comes easy for you, then just imagine, close your eyes and imagine yourself putting the worries in a box, closing up the box, maybe even putting tape on the box and hearing the sound of the tape gun, taping it up, and then see yourself walking with the box, like maybe even downstairs to a basement, putting it on a shelf and walking away from the box. When I first heard about that exercise, I'm like, I don't think that's going to work. But I thought it was helpful. I thought it was really helpful. So.
Very good.
Yeah.
Do you put all your worries in that one box? And also, like, what if you start worrying about something else? So then, you know, then you put that one in another box?
I think you would just put it in another box and put it on the shelf and walk away. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like kind of putting it away
and almost knowing, okay, I can come back to it. If I,
yeah.
You know, it's like, I can come back to it. Let me just put it away for now so that I can focus on sleeping.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of like,
put a pin in it.
This is not the time to be worrying about it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I think, didn't Jesus say something like, don't worry about tomorrow. It has enough troubles of its own.
Oh, I don't know.
So it's kind of like...
Did Jesus say that?
I think he's been recorded as saying that.
Okay.
In one of those Bible books.
Mm.
Yeah. Do not worry. Easy to say. Easy to say, Jesus. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But yeah. He didn't give you the give the box tip. But I think that's... Yeah. Tomorrow has enough troubles of its own.
Yeah.
So let it worry about itself.
Okay, and a few other tips that have been so helpful is making sure that before you go to bed, there's a little bit of room for some downtime to maybe have a cup of tea.
Have a cup of sleep tea.
Yes.
It's an herbal, get an herbal tea
mm-hmm.
that's meant to help you fall asleep. We've been doing that. And, you know, in those herbal teas, they say you have to steep it and cover it.
Mm-hmm. For like 20 minutes.
Well, what I do is I start steeping it and then we shower. And if you're hearing something in the background, that's our cat, Bear, who's scratching away on his little scratcher. But yeah, so we let it steep for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I think proper steeping really helps all of the oils in the herbs to be released.
Yeah.
Shared with the water so that you can take it in. You know, it's not just like, oh, dip your little tea bag a couple times and take it out.
Right.
You know,
like, oh my gosh. We all have done that.
You have to respect the plants.
Yes.
And give
and
them
the medicines
time.
They want to give us.
Give them time to do their thing.
Yes. That it, really is. Yeah.
And it has helped.
I think it's helped so much.
Yeah.
And then the last tip we have is what we call hot bags.
Hot bags, baby, tonight.
So our friend gave us these. She made these bags that have, it's made out of flannel.
I think so, yeah.
And it's filled with rice.
Just raw rice grains.
Just rice and stitched up. And what's so great about rice is that rice holds heat. So we throw those bags, these soft bags in the microwave, heat it up, and... Toast puts those in the at the bottom of our at the foot of our bed, so when we get into bed, our feet have a nice warm little cozy hot bag to
hot
snuggle
bags,
up
baby.
Against.
Hot bags. So then I don't have to put my cold toes
on me.
On Sienna. Yeah.
No. Yeah. So it's all of those things have been so helpful, especially if you're worrying. So it's like. You know, have a nice guided meditation to listen to so your mind can follow along. Someone with a nice, peaceful voice. Also, putting your worries, if something is really just persisting and insisting on staying in your mind, put it in a box.
And
put it on a shelf.
I have something to
share
about that.
Okay.
That's similar because when I, have, you know, those thoughts and worries and concerns and worried about the future and stuff like that. Something that has come to my mind that has helped me to kind of, it's my own way of putting it in a box, I guess.
Okay.
But it's to remind myself that the only reason I'm even alive so that I can worry about stuff is because life is living me. And when I'm worrying, I'm not being a very good, respectful recipient of that life. I'm not showing very much respect and trust in life as I could.
Okay.
It's like life is living me. Life knows what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just, me and my problems are just one little speck in this immense, you know, not just the world, but in all the eons of time in the world, you know. And if I can just manage to engage with life as my partner, like my life partner.
I thought I was.
Yes. You are also my life partner.
We're a...
but you know what I mean.
What is... Okay, anyways, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, then I can kind of remind myself that, okay, calm down.
Yeah.
And allow life to handle it.
Yeah. I think the way I relate to that, that's maybe just a little similar, mm-hmm. is... Sometimes when I'm worrying and worrying and worrying, it's often because I feel like it's all on me. And I'm forgetting that I am being guided, mm-hmm. that I am being led, mm-hmm. that it's not just me.
Right.
And then when I remember all of that, sometimes I'm able to go, okay, and allow and exhale and allow the space to be guided, to be protected and led. You know, to create the room for that instead of just taking up all the space and in this, you know, congested feeling and constricted feeling of just all this worry and all this stuff. And it's just all on me. And
right.
Because it's not.
Yeah. It feels like it almost, when I try to shift that perspective that you're talking about too, that we're talking about, mm-hmm. it's almost like worrying and anxiety.
Yeah.
And feeling like it's all on you. It's almost like doing that is a form of overstepping.
Mm.
You know, when you're working together as a team with teammates
like
and
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's teammates and stuff like that. And somebody is trying just...
Stepping on life's toes.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to see it. I like that.
Yeah. And also the fascinating thing about sleep is like when we go to sleep, when we humans go to sleep, it's like the great equalizer. You know, like how they say death is the great equalizer. Doesn't matter how rich or poor you are, you're going to die, you know. And it's kind of like when we fall asleep, it's like it doesn't matter. Like sleep doesn't treat you differently, you know, no matter how much money you have or whether you think you have a lot of problems or no problems. If you can just fall asleep, that's we all do that, you know.
Yeah.
So that kind of perspective helps me too.
Whether you're gay or not. Yeah. Yes.
Have a gay sleep. Have a very lesbian sleep with your hot bags.
So hopefully that was helpful. That's what we've been going through lately and trying to... our sleep routine, we have a solid sleep routine. But it was really difficult for a while there, trying to really get a deep sleep. So we've pulled all the tricks out and hopefully they will help you.
Yeah. And yeah, you know, I just want to acknowledge like these are... very historically challenging times. This is a burdensome time. So hopefully, yeah, the talk about sleep and just a reminder how important it is and whatever mm-hmm. you may be able to do to experience that love from life itself, wanting to restore you mm-hmm. through sleep. And if you can meet life halfway there...
With your cup of tea and your hot bags in your hand.
You can receive it. Receive that renewal and restoration from life itself. Okay. Thanks as always for joining us. And we will talk with you next time. Oh, you know what? I've been meaning to say, and I keep forgetting. If you have any topics or questions... that you would be curious about what we have to say about it on this podcast, please let us know. You can message us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We're at Sienna and Toast. We'll put the link in the show notes. I think we always generally do that. And you could also just email us.
Mm-hmm.
Our email is info@siennaandtoast.com. Thanks, and live your love story. Get a good sleep.
Hi, I'm Liz Winter, and I have been a medium and a spiritual development teacher for over 30 years. On my podcast, All Aboard the Mediumship, I want to share the message with you that there is a wealth of love and comfort available to you from the spirit world. On my podcast, you can experience this comfort and peace for yourself through gentle guided meditations and helpful messages. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you never miss an episode. part of the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network.